Test 71, Section 2, Question 8. Here we're looking for what's most supported. It says many uses have been claimed for hypnosis, drug addiction, overcoming phobias. So the lots of things that hypnosis is claimed to help. A recent experimental study helps illuminate the supposed connection between hypnosis and increased power of recall. So basically this recent study shows that between that and memory. Number of subjects listen to a long, unfamiliar piece of instrumental music. Listen to a long, new piece of music. Under subsequent hypnosis, half the subjects were asked to recall salient passages from the musical piece, and half were asked to describe scenes from the film they had just viewed. So they were asked to do half and half, despite their not having just seen the film, so even though they hadn't seen one. The study found that the subjects in the second group were equally confident and detailed in their movie recollections as the subjects in the first group were in their music recollections. So the groups were basically equally, they were equally confident in what they were, the descriptions of their recollections of a film that they hadn't actually seen. And so what this argument is clearly going towards is that the supposed connection between hypnosis and increased power of recall is probably not true, because people supposedly recalled things from a movie that they hadn't actually seen. Which one is supported? Many of the claims made on behalf of hypnosis are overstated. Maybe. The many I'm a little suspect of, but I don't know. Hypnosis cannot significantly increase a person's power of recall. Also, maybe, it's a little strong. Recalling events under hypnosis inevitably results in false memories. Inevitably is too strong. What people recall under hypnosis depends at least, to at least some extent, on suggestion. So maybe we have better evidence for that, and part of it is the word strength, at least to some extent. And visual memory is enhanced more by hypnosis than auditory. Yeah, so D is going to be our best answer. And this one really just boils down to word strength. It's the weakest of them. And we do have evidence that what people recall may depend to some extent on suggestion, because they were described things from the film they just viewed, and they hadn't viewed anything. So therefore, the power of suggestion seemed to be at least in part the result, or the cause. And so D is going to be our best answer there.